He wants to know what went on in the hall, church hall.
Well, they said the different classes, Sunday school classes.
For like how many teachers?
I think there used to be about three.
About three teachers.
They used to stand in groups, didn't they?
Yeah, in groups.
You stood on the main floor, you stood in groups, in a circle. You stood. There were no chairs, you stood.
Oh.
With the teacher in the middle, who, and it was Miss Doreen, took us, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Doreen,
D-O-R-I-N-G.
Oh.
She lived in Ada Terrace, along near the pub.
Was this after Sunday service, or was this instead of Sunday service?
It was a Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning. But by what time?
This was children's Sunday school. What time? At 10 o'clock?
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Did you dress up? Did you wash your face and comb your hair and wear a jacket? Or did you just wear whatever you run?
We didn't have jackets in those days.
Any old gear.
And what were the lessons, what were they about?
Well, more like Bible reading.
That's right. There's some passage from the Bible that she would read and then talk about it. We were just children. We didn't want any discussion.
We used to get a stamp. We used to stamp and a card. And every Sunday you got a different stamp. And if you got a full card, then you could go on the outings.
Hassocks.
You went to Hassocks for the outing.
That's it, and Burgess Hill. And there was a fair at one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hassocks, wasn't it? There was a fair.
Hassocks, yeah.
So you filled the card up, then you could go to the outing.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you get to the outing? Because that's a long ways away. By coach?
By bus.
You went by coach?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't call it a coach. It was a bus.
A bus. And when did you go to this outing?
Well, it was in the summer.
Oh.
One day. Just one day it was.
That's right. It was a special... treat of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The outing to.
So, what year are we talking about? 19.
Well, when we were kids, we were. What was that?
About 1925 or.
1918. I was 10, 28, that's 28 and 30.
Yes. So you all stood up. There wasn't any chairs or anything for you to sit down. There were no chairs or pews for you to sit down.
No,
there was the floor. So there was a ring of children here, ring of children there, ring of children there. And there were three or four maybe, with the teacher in the middle. Yeah.
And how many children?
Well, I don't know.
Five or six? Or
I don't know.
Ten or a dozen of us, I think. It was quite a little group there.
Yeah.
Who was in your group? Can you remember any of the other people in the group?
No, I can't.
That's difficult. No.
Well, was Blakers there?
Yeah. The Blakers went, yeah.
Blakers were there. So you had Albert and Dick and Richard? Jack? Blakers? You don't remember who was there?
I remember the Blakers.
You remember the Blakers?
Yeah. I can't remember anything else. Mm.
What was across the street from the church? Church hall. Before we go over there, what other activities happened in the church hall? What other activities? Did they have any social club there or any other meetings that you went there during the week?
Yeah, they used to hold parties there. We used to go for parties.
Parties?
They'd have a state show.
And was this around Christmas time or throughout the year?
About Christmas time.
Like a nativity scene, Yeah. Did you sing carols there as well?
Yeah, sure of them.
Now, Now, this is for Gretel, so...
Okay. Okay.
And do you remember, did you pay for this, or did your mum send you with a penny?
No, she didn't pay for it.
It was free?
Free, yeah. Oh.
And how long did this last? You started about 10 o'clock, so how long? Was it 1 hour about? You remember? Did you get tea afterwards?
Yeah.
Is that what it looked like, David?
No, this is something else.
You're distracting us.
No, not yet.
We're all looking at the picture that you're drawing now.
I'm going on a stick.
Okay. I have a friend by the name of Gretel, and her son now owns the church hall and uses it as his business.
Does he?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you.
It's a big building. What's his business?
He does marine boat design.
My
yachts.
God.
Yeah, private yachts.
He's bought that building?
Yes, he's bought the building.
Good grief.
And he wanted to know what it had been used for. So I said to her, I would ask you too. Because you remember what was there. Have you been up to the top of the lighthouse?
No, I've never been up. No.
You've never been up?
No.
David, have you been up to the top of the lighthouse?
Yeah.
How did he feel? Was it a gas or an oil lamp at the top? The lighthouse?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember that. They
probably gas, I suppose, huh?
They got the original lamp in the Marley bins.
Yes.
I don't know, what would it have been? But it was a hell of a beam, because it used to sweep around,
didn't
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now it just flicks on and off, which is a pity. I mean,
Is it a circular stairwell going up the column?
Oh, yeah,
the column?
It goes up like this.
And what's it?
There's so many flashes a second, you know.
Really?
It's a flash.
And did you? What was up at the top, David? Was there any? Was there benches or was there seating around there?
I can't remember. I know it was just a circular unit where the lamp was. I can't remember. I remember going up this.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember what your grandfather looked like?
No, that's one of the annoying things. My grandfather, who we lived with in Ada Terrace, old Dave Howells, he was the lighthouse keeper.
Oh.
And you didn't know that.
No.
And one of the harbour lads told me, he said, hey, don't forget, I'll tell you up. And I said, he wasn't only the lighthouse keeper, he looked after the lights at the entrance of the harbour as well.
They had to light them every night and
I don't
then
know.
Turn them off during the
night.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, really.
Yeah.
He was a nice actor. But the annoying thing is I've got no photographs of him. But I was thinking of writing to the...
Trinity House.
No, Shoreham Herald, because I can remember when I was a kid, I remember in one issue of the Shoreham Herald, there was a photograph of the lighthouse, and then there was a rectangular picture with it that was a picture of the lighthouse keeper, of him. I don't know what year that was, but I thought, I hoped they might be sympathetic and be able to find it, I don't know.
They've probably got it all of microfiche, they could probably
through
that easily.
I'll try it anyway.
Wouldn't Ted Eastman have
it? Ted Eastman might have
it. He's got quite a lot of stuff, yeah. But I mean, this is pretty personal and detailed stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
He might have it.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. Yeah, he might.
Also,
he might
on the computers through West Sussex archives, you can find.
Yeah,
they have a lot of pictorial archives. They may not be able to identify everybody in the pictures, but they do have a lot of pictures and things.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's a good idea. I must wake my ideas up and approach, because it'd be lovely to have a picture of him.
Yeah.
And see if I look like him.
I think there was a picture of it, and they all said that you look just like your grandfather. Someone came up, I can't remember who it was, who said you look just like your grandfather.
Well, I wonder who that was.
He had a beard, I believe. Did he have a beard? Do you remember? Because you went to his funeral when he died, or you were, you saw him. Where did he live with your mum? Did he live with you?
Yeah, she lived with the parents.
Yeah.
In 7 Ada Terrace, became 95 Albion Street.
Uh-huh.
It's all knocked down now. It's a sort of lorry parking place, isn't
yeah.
it now?
Oh, right.
Isn't it?
So you had, so you grew up with your mum, and then your grandmother and grandfather lived with you.
No, we lived with them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I presume they were the elders.
I see.
And he was David Howells as
yeah.
well?
Yeah, his name was okay. David Howells, yes.
But yeah, I must try to trace that. It would be really good if I could find that. There it is.
Do you know?
I get on the television because it says, "What? Who do you think you are?"
Yeah,
says,
yeah.
Do you know if your mum had any brothers and sisters? Did your mum have any brothers and sisters?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What was Albiel's? What was he? Albiel's.
That's right. There was an Albie. Yeah.
Albie.
That was your grandfather's brother.
There was.
Was it Albert?
Yeah.
Albert, and they probably call him Albie.
How do you know that?
Because we looked it up on the family, on the historical record.
And there was, I meet Jeff Howells sometimes.
Yeah.
He's a cousin, isn't he? Well, he doesn't.
See, this is your grand.
I mean, I don't remember all this.
Well, see, your.
Albie.
There's an Albie. There was a, your mother's father's name is George Robert Howells.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
I thought it was the same as me.
That's what it says here. And then there was an Albert. Henry this Howells. This we got off the census. I think it was the 1881 census. Of all the people who lived at 7 Ada Terrace.
Where did we find that then?
Well, you get it off microfiche and records now.
Oh, his name wasn't David then.
Oh, huh. Well.
We had quite an interesting trip. We went to the Howells point of
Amroth.
Amroth, yeah, South Amroth. Wales on the coast.
Right.
And we met one or two people who obviously were relatives distant. And it was very interesting. It was on the coast, and there was coal mining on at the coast, and they used to collect it. I think there was a horse and cart that collected the coal and took it along and loaded it into a boat.
Yeah.
And the boat used to deliver it. Well, I have deduced and assumed.
I'll get your copy. Thank you.
The boat used to deliver it to France. And my guess is that en route to France, he put into Shoreham and found this girl that attracted him locally and married her. Because it was one of the leopards. And so stayed in Southwick.
Oh.
I think this is how, because he was a member of the crew of this coal boat. Eh? I mean, it's amazing, really.
He was a mariner and then later became a... resided here, yes.
Ada Terrace,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they all had a door and a big window, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then the garden here, it's small. And so this was Aunt Shah. This was...
You're talking about Anne's Place.
Oh, Anne's Place. Aunt Shah and Sid and Charlie. Next door.
Yeah, Betty Clements.
Betty Clements. Anyone else?
So.
No.
Next door?
This is what we found out.
Holman.
I'll get you a copy of it.
Yeah. So is that
there was,
Uncle Dave's granddad then?
There was
Alfred or not?
Alan Owen.
Oh, I see. Right.
Fred.
George.
Fred and Liz. Great guy.
George called David
Howells. Oh, I see. Okay.
Mrs. Allman? Mrs. Allman, yeah. Allen was the son, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So wasn't there being Mr. and Mrs., were there?
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs., yeah.
Hmm.
That's number three. Four?
But they have had these middle names.
Right. Who was Lisha?
And you've got like, you know, Frederick
Charles.
This one, Lisha. David Albert. It's Alphys. Yeah. And then, but Dad never had.
And the boat that was here.
Can you write down his details?
Yeah, there was an inverted.
Yeah.
An inverted boat there.
Yes.
It belonged, if I remember, that belonged to Lisha, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you used to go up here to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Slaughterhouse.
So, how old would you be when you were doing that slaughterhouse?
I was
about 10.
I don't know.
No,
that's what
he's
told me.
Oh, golly. So, did it, being, going to the short round, did it upset you at all, then, as a young boy like that?
Marnie.
That's right. How do you spell that? M-A-R-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Mr. or Mrs. or what?
Mr. and Mrs.
What did they all do? Were they worked on the harbour or something?
No, well, Allman, the road sweeper.
Butler.
They were wreck and bone merchants.
Yes. Ragabone, did they go around with a truck, with a horse, like Govan and people?
Ragabone. They just had an truck, I think.
Yeah, probably would. Yeah. And then, and out the back. There were, if I remember, there were three lavatories, weren't there?
Yeah.
With a door for two houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where you used to jam the lock. I mean, what a business, really. But in fact, I mean, it wasn't a bad idea, really, was it? You've got the little house, and the laboratory is quite separate from it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to find some pictures of Anne's place, but
None at all.
Very pretty. And do you remember the... There's a... I think Aunt Shah used to tell me that... what was her name?
Clara Butt.
Yeah.
Was born in Anne's place.
In Anne's place.
But Heisman always gives a number in Ada Terrace, right?
Yeah. He could do Seaman's Mission.
Seaman's Mission, does
he? Yeah, he used to be Seaman's Mission.
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
at the other side of the entrance, around the back
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think Aunt Char was right. I'm sure she was.
She would know.
Yeah.
And she said it was Anne's place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a sort of place. It's such a little tiny old-fashioned block that the Clara Buck wouldn't want to be linked with it, I suppose.
Yeah. No.
Anyway.
Well, is it where you were born or where you lived?
No, because this was a little separate. Ada Terrace was Albion Street, though. And then someone had built a little short block at right angles to it down the bottom.
A terrace.
It was a terrace of six houses, tiny houses, with... It was interesting because they all had a lavatory block outside the house.
Mm.
A little lavatory. And it was called Anne's Place. I think it was people seafaring. Anyway.
It used to flood on the spring tides.
Did it?
Yeah, it used to flood.
Did it?
You couldn't get to... You had to go in the back way.
Good Lord.
To get in.
Oh, yeah, the tide used to flood in, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a good one.
There's a lot of underground springs on the lower end of Southwick Green and Southwick.
Yeah?
Yeah, all along Kingston, there's a lot of underground springs there by the coast.
Oh? God, used to... So how did Aunt Char get out if it was flooding then?
Well, they could get the back way.
Oh, they could get the back way.
Back way, yeah.
Blimey. But I can remember, what was nicer, at the bottom of our garden, that there was that strip of land that all the gardens butted onto.
Yeah.
We used to go run up and down and cycle up and down, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
And you climb over the wall at the end
yeah,
and you're on the railway
yeah,
with all those willow trees.
Yeah.
And I remember on the railway you could pick strawberries
yeah,
and marguerites.
Yeah, yeah. We used to sell them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you mention it, I think
yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, Richie. Charlie Rich.
Oh, yes.
We used to collect them and sell them sixpence a bunch.
Gosh, isn't that yeah, good?
That's a lot of money.
That's right, Charlie Rich. It wasn't bad in those days.
I don't wonder who he's getting on.
Where is he?
Well, he's more or less bedridden, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
How do you know that? You're still in touch with him?
I haven't been in touch with him, but I was in touch with a fellow that knew him. I used to go and visit him.
Gosh. Well, he's about our age, isn't he?
Yeah.
Your age.
Yeah, yeah.
Which house did he live in? He was our neighbour, wasn't he, one time?
Yeah, he lived in... They fell 6 doors away.
About 6 doors away. Well, and then towards Kingston Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, blimey, yeah, I remember Charlie Rich. Gosh. I mean, I hope he's all right, gosh.
He had a lot of things wrong with him.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, was that from an accident or just...
No, just old age, you know, blood and that.
Oh, gosh. Poor chap. Charlie Rich.
I think he's diabetic too.
Well, lummy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... So he was probably born with some physical weaknesses.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Can you remember his parents?
Yeah, she used to have the bun.
That's right, yeah, I remember.
With the Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy, yeah.
Oh, God. And you remember Smart, Mrs. Smart, old fan Smart?
Martin, yeah.
Peggy Smart, yeah. Curly Smart, Jimmy Smart?
Yeah, Jimmy Smart, yeah. Yeah.
Because they were all... Because, I think Peggy died, didn't she? Didn't she go into
a I don't know.
Hospital?
I don't know.
Doris Upperton, Gladys Upperton, Jimmy Holloway.
Yeah, Jimmy Holloway, yeah.
Dear, oh dear. The annoying thing, I was just telling Ten Heesman that he has these exhibitions of the old days, what it was, but it's always buildings, it's never the people. I mean, the things I'm interested in the old days is the people we used to meet.
Yeah.
There was always that group of workers and seamen at the locks, but they're all standing around, Jack Short and all them people.
Yeah.
And the shopkeepers and so on. But of course, no one's got any records of these. You don't get pictures of them.
No.
Which is a great pity. Remember, Jack Adams used to bake the bread at, what was the name of the, at the baker's at the top of the lock?
Top of the lock. Yeah.
Used to come in the early hours. He used to be at night baking the bread. Jack Adams. Gordon Adams. Les Adams. Jimmy Holloway. Wonder what happened to Cocker Verrill and Daisy.
Yeah, Merrill. I don't know. Don't know what happened.
Didn't you didn't follow us into the Scouts, did you? Did you go in the Scouts?
No, I went to the Cubs, and that's as far as I went.
Why didn't you go further? They wouldn't have you.
I don't
Oh, so just the Cubs.
Yeah.
The green cap. Oh, dear.
Then I went in the Boys Brigade.
Oh, did you?
Smart, you sure.
That's right.
Smart,
Oh, you went in the other lot.
Yeah.
Did you have a uniform? Did you have a cap or a uniform?
Yeah, just a pillbox.
Oh, smart.
And an haversack.
Oh, what colour?
Oh, yeah.
What colour was it?
Black.
Yeah, very dark, very dark.
Mm.
It was obvious. The Scouts, we had the broad-brimmed cowboy hats. They had the pillbox.
And yours was green, kind of a khaki green?
It was,
your colour of
no,
your...
No, it was khaki. Our hats and shirts in the Scouts were all khaki.
Did you go on any trips? You had some outings, didn't you, David?
Oh, gosh, you know, all those years, I can't remember.
You told me that you went up on Southwick Hill or something.
We used to go camping. We used to go camping at Pulbara, I remember. And we used to go up on... We used to do exercises up on Southwick Hill, running races and things. Up on the hill, as you ran up the hill, Kingston Lane. We used to do that in the Scouts. With your patrol, I don't suppose you would remember the names of the Scouts if you were in the Boys Brigade.
No, different crowd. No.
You said that you were in the Peewits or something like that.
Up in the Peewit patrol, yeah.
But
of course, in those days, the population of Southwick was much smaller, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
people would get to know each other more.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah. Cricket on the green Saturday afternoons.
Yeah.
And they still do, I think, don't they? And, cool.
What was the name of your neighbours on at Ader Terrace? What was the name of the neighbours on the east side of you?
On the east side, there was the Adams for one time, wasn't there?
Stan
Adams, he was the baker. And then on the other side, it was the Verrills, wasn't it? Cocker Verrill, Daisy Verrill, Mrs. Verrill.
Yeah.
They probably changed. I can't remember, though. I can't remember.
What did they do? What did the Verrills do? Cocker Verrills?
I think the father was... Most people worked in the harbour or on the ship or on the locks, didn't they?
Yeah.
Around there was, or on the pier, it was all linked with the seafaring. Mm-hmm. And my pals in the scout especially were Ernie Mott, who lived along to the east there. And I got to know his people very well, his father, his mother, Ernie, Daisy, and all the crowd. And Bert Blaker, who lived the other way, his father, Bert, was a very skilled pilot. He became chief pilot, ultimately.
And who did you hang around with? Who were your mates, Dick? Who were your mates?
Well, the Riches.
Oh,
that's right, yes.
Rich. Charlie Rich, Niffer Rich. Skyker.
That's right, Skyker Rich. What was his proper name?
I don't know. He's called him Skyker.
He gets out of things? Is that what it means, Skyker? What does it mean, his name, his nickname?
Something like that, probably.
Trying to get out of things.
Yeah.
What did they look like? Do you remember what they looked like? Were they tall, short, blonde, brown hair?
Brown hair.
Yeah. What did they look like?
The Riches. Gosh, you can't remember detail of that, can you?
Well, what color was your hair when you were young? Were you blonde or brown?
Brown.
You were brown hair. Yeah. Was it dark brown or light brown?
It was a bit light, was it?
Light brown.
Light brown. Yeah. Because David was dark brown, very almost black hair.
Yeah,
yeah. My tea, yeah.
Yes, but keep the tea away from the computer. Yeah. Now, David had a little wave in his hair, a little curl. Did your hair... Early photographs. David, the computer and the tea. Look at your early photographs.
Colin.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought... he was married... He was born in 55. So I think... In December. So I think you're married 54.